what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot 'em Down store and restaurant. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, well, look again, Dick. You surely ain't no packager at all for me.
Abner, stop calling him up.
Ain't, huh? Well, look just one more time.
I wish the telephone operator could go out on strike.
It'll be from Little Pearl, my daughter.
You told him that 100 times, silly.
Yeah, I see. Well, if one comes in for me, well, let me know right away, will you, Dick? Yeah, much obliged. Goodbye.
Strange, you're going to pester that poor man to death.
Lum, all I'm doing is just asking him if my present from Little Pearl has got there. He runs a post office. That's his business, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but you've been calling him steady for 2 days now, ever since you got that letter from Little Pearl.
Well, she said it'd be here any day now. That was 2 days ago. So it's overdue. Maybe something's happened to it. I better call up Dick and ask him if anything's happened to
it. Abner, don't you dare touch that telephone. You're going to drive Dick Huddleston stark raving mad crazy if you ain't careful.
Well, I better check now.
No, you ain't going to do no such a thing. Besides, the package might not come to the post office. If it's a bigger one, it more likely come by express. They'll deliver it right here to the store.
Doggies, I never thought of that. You say it's a bigger one, huh?
Well, I don't know. I just
said
it was. Well,
I reckon how big do you think it is, Long?
I can't say.
What? Is it a secret? Do you know what it is, Lom? Did Little Pearl write to you?
No, of course not.
Lom, now, did she?
I said no.
Well, what is it now? Come on, tell me now. What is it?
How can I tell you what it is if I don't know?
Lom Edwards, I can tell by the look on your face.
Abner, that's silly.
What is it now? I won't tell Little Pearl, she told me. I promise. Honor bright. Cross my heart and hope to die. Come on now, tell me now.
Abner, I'd tell you if I knowed, but I don't know. Honest, I don't.
Just give me a little.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Vegetable or mineral?
Abner, if you don't hatch up, I'm going to whop you.
All right. Don't tell me, then. I don't see what harm it be, though. Is it a Mahjong set? Come on now, tell me, Mom. Is it Mahjong?
Give me of all the underhanded pigeon-toed tricks.
Huh? Oh, hello, Grandpap.
Whereabouts he's been at?
I don't know. What are you mad at him for? I thought he was a friend of yours.
I ain't mad at him. I just want to tell him what that spavin-legged Uncle Henry Lunsford's been doing.
Uncle Henry?
You mean about his claiming he was the one that captured the ghost?
Just let me tell you what he's been doing. That knock-kneed varmint has been going around town taking all the credit for running down the ghost.
Well, that's what Lom said.
Huh?
Lom just said that.
Said what?
That stuff about Uncle Henry taking the credit.
I thought I told you that.
Well, you did.
Well, you just now said Lum said it.
Well, he did, Grandpa.
What are you trying to do, make a pigeon-toed storyteller out of me?
No, Grandpap.
Why, you sold off little varmint?
No.
What are you always trying to pick a fight for? Body comes in here, makes a perfect innocent statement, and you jump all over him.
I've never done no such thing.
All right. Let's not get to fussing now.
Dogies.
Wonder goodness. You two fellas can get into an argument in a dead blameless way. Never seen nothing like it.
Well, he's the one that started.
Just hush up.
He said
I know what he said. And, Grandpap, you're right about that, too. Whilst I ain't heard Uncle Henry say nothing myself, I have heard lots of rumors.
Where's Ben at? I want to tell him about this. Tell him to go out there and clean Uncle Henry's plow for him.
Well, now, that ain't going to do no good.
Well, Uncle Henry never had nothing to do with finding out Squire was a ghost, and I know it. Ben done that. Done it all by himself.
Why, of course he did. I believe Grandpap's right. Let's tell Ben to go out there and scuffle with him. I'll go along and sick him on him.
Well, that ain't no way to handle it.
Well, now, Lum, we ain't just going to sit back and let Uncle Henry Lunsford do that, are we? Special not after as hard as Ben worked on this deal. He was the one that done the whole thing by himself.
I know it.
And you know as well as I do, all Uncle Henry Lunsford done was just sit down there in that jailhouse with all the doors and windows locked, scared to death the ghost was going to get him.
Yeah, now look at him, bragging on himself something wonderful.
He wouldn't even come out after dark at all.
Way he tells it, Ben was just following out his direction.
Oh, prattle, prattle. Uncle Henry wouldn't even talk to Ben. Freddie would have to get out and help him.
Well, I think we ought to do something about it.
Let's get him to fighting. That's what I want to see.
I'm sure folks around town know better than to believe Uncle Henry, but on the other hand, we don't want to let nothing happen to take any of the credit away from Ben.
No, sir.
Dick Huddleston said the town ought to do something for Ben to show their appreciation of what he done.
Why, sure they are.
Reward him. Give him a present or a medal.
My doggy, that reminds me. I better call Dick and find out if my presents got here yet, too.
Your present?
Yeah, that little Pearl sent me something. I don't know what it is, though. Of course, you wouldn't tell me. Don't surprise me with it. I better call him up right
now. No, Abner, now, don't you do that. Told you once, they'd more than likely deliver it right here anyway.
Yeah, Long, but just in case they don't deliver here.
Ah, Jimmy, there he comes yonder.
What?
Right out there.
Oh, that's just Ben Withers. I thought it was somebody delivering my present.
Yeah, now's my chance to tell him about that spavin-legged Uncle Henry.
Yeah.
No, now, don't say nothing to him about it at all.
Well, Mom, you said yourself we ought to do something about this.
Well, we're going to, but this ain't the time to do it. It ain't going to do no good to tell him, just make him feel bad, upset him.
Well, let's get him upset enough to fight him.
Chances are he knows it anyway. If he does, it ain't going to make him feel any better to talk about it.
Well, just so we do something about it.
We will, now, don't worry.
Or build a ring, get him some gloves, and let him box fight it out.
That ain't going to settle nothing. Now, don't say nothing about it to Ben.
Uh-huh.
Recollect that, both of you. Mind out.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, Ben, old boy.
Well, hello there, Alfred. Howdy, love.
Abner.
Hello,
hey, Ben. What do you got there, Ben?
Oh, just a bundle of travel folders.
Travel folders.
Oh, they've got some nice places pictured in here. Interesting scenes, lakes, forests, one thing and another.
You ain't going somewhere, there you been.
How's that?
I said you ain't aiming on...
Here's an interesting looking place here. Camp Winnemutuka.
Huh?
Camp Winnemutuka on Lake Tipitaka.
Well.
Cabins by the day or by the week. Housekeeping cabins come a little higher.
Well, I wouldn't want to go there. I couldn't tell anybody where I'd been when I got back.
No.
Are you aiming on going camping, Ben?
No, Abner, I don't think so. This folder just happened to be in with the rest of them.
Oh, I see.
Well, just a minute, Ben. What have you got these travel folders for?
Yes. Here's an interesting place. Mount Clabberhorn National Forest.
Oh, that sounds good.
I sort of aiming on taking a boat trip up to Alaska this summer, fishing.
Just look at the...
Fishing for Eskimos?
No.
You can't catch them on a fish hook, Loma.
Of course not.
I don't think I've got a...
Eskimos live up there.
I know.
Live on ice.
I saw pictures of them sitting there by a hole in the ice, got them two big teeth hanging down in front.
No, them's walruses you're thinking about.
Huh?
Get up there, the nights are 6 months long.
There?
Sure.
Doggy, that'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Be daytime all the time I'm up there. I'm going to take a summer vacation.
Plant your corn one day and gather the next. That's a good idea.
Be sort of handy if a feller was out late of a night. Come in and his woman say, what time did you get in last night? He say, oh, about January, February. And she say, you never done no such a thing. I seen you was way up in March before you got in.
Your birthday, you'd have to wait a long time for your birthday, though.
Yeah, old doggy, you sure would. Be an old man at 1 year.
I thought I might catch some of them Eskimos and skin them. They got fur all over them, you know, except their face.
I saw pictures of them.
Did you see this place, Mount Clabberhorn National Forest? Look at that.
Yeah, you just mentioned that just a while
ago. Let's see that picture. There. I might decide to go there, because somebody told me about the boat trip up to Alaska. He said they just sit there and fight mosquitoes all the way up there, and the boat go, whoop, whoop. Icicles falling all around you.
Well, I do know. Oh, that sounds like a nice place.
Well, Ben, I hope you ain't getting that silly idea of leaving town again, though.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to, Lum. Now that we've run down our ghost and cleared up the mystery, looks like my job is done.
Goodness, that's right. You ain't got a job no more, have you?
Yeah. What's an interesting job?
Build yourself one of them jiggaloos to live in.
Always thought I'd like the detective game. I was glad to be of service.
Yeah, but Ben,
I don't suppose I made a great friend out of Squire Skimp. Friend was all in the line of duty. You have to expect those things when you're a minion of the law.
No wonder it's so cold up there. They live in a house built out of ice. It'd be cold anywhere.
Melford, is there anybody over at Mount Ida you want me to say hello to? Thought I might stop over there for a day or so. Visit friends, you know, acquaintances, one thing or another.
Well, now, Ben, you can't leave. We don't want you to leave Pine Ridge.
Yeah,
you better stick around for a while.
Well, I wasn't going to leave right away.
Oh, well, good.
Might not go until tomorrow.
Huh?
Tomorrow?
Hey, Milford, why don't you step back at my office and look over some of these travel folders with me? You'll find them mighty interesting. Come on.
Yeah, I'd love to see them. But I still don't think you ought to leave town, Ben.
That's Camp Winnemutuka, looks like a nice place.
Now, Granny, just a minute, Ben. Yeah? You can't leave for several days yet.
Why not?
Well, I weren't supposed to tell this, but the town's going to give you a big testimonial banquet for the good work you done.
Well.
And some kind of a reward.
Oh, now isn't that nice? I shouldn't do that.
Well, you're going to have to stick around for it, but don't tell nobody I told you.
No, I promise. Did you hear that, Milford? A testimonial banquet for me.
I know I don't deserve that. Oh, yes, you do, Ben. You've done a lot for this town. For the land's sake, Lum, you sure do keep things to yourself. I never knowed they was going to put on that banquet for him.
I never neither.
Huh?
It was the only thing I could think of to keep him from leaving town.
You mean we ain't going to put on no banquet?
I reckon we'll have to now. And I've just now appointed you head of the banquet committee.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just hope that present from Little Pearl gets here so I can wear it or play it or whatever you do at the banquet.
Well, don't wait too long or you'll have to hold the banquet at Camp Winnemucca on Lake Titicaca.